Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, you romantic little bulldozers. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
It's the show where kids ask us the questions they want answered.
And we answer the questions that the kids ask.
And then we come home and Carrie spends hours and hours and hours editing it all to make it sound vaguely acceptable for broadcast while I sit around eating pancakes.
It's a total joy, it really is. But can I at least have some of the pancakes next time? You know, for all my hard work doing the editing and stuff.
No. Now, guess what? This is a very special moment because this is the last proper episode of the first series.
Last proper episode of the first series.
And what better way to finish than by going back and having another important discussion with our very first guests, Ava and Ruby.
Yes, Ava and Ruby, who we originally talked to a couple of months ago. I must say, they didn't look very much older than the first time we met them. What are they? Some sort of magic non-aging children? And they were even wearing the same clothes as before. What are they? Some sort of magic wear the same clothes children?
That's not really very surprising, Andy, because actually we just do both talks with the kids on the same day.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
And then we come home and I spend hours and hours and hours editing it while you sit around eating pancakes.
Oh yeah.
I really wish I could have some pancakes, just sometimes.
Well, you can't. So remind me, what did Ava and Ruby want to know about this time?
Oh, all sorts of things like, why is maths so boring? Why do giraffes have long necks? And perhaps, most importantly, why are we so different? So, what do you reckon? Let's find out the amazing answers. Roll the tape, whatever that means!
Question one.
Why is maths so boring?
Oh, what?
Without maths, everything would just fall apart. No one would know how long a table was. No one would know what time it is. Just numbers would fall out of the air and stab you.
And, you know, ones are sharp.
Really sharp.
Really are.
It wouldn't be
really
so
sharp.
Bad if a nought fell on you because you could hula hoop.
Yeah.
Or if it was a small one, just use it for an earring.
And an eight would bounce off.
Yeah, and an eight would be your pal.
Hello, I'm Nick. Hello, I'm Nick. Do you like my belt?
A one would just be like, I'm going to get you.
Right? Oh, I'm so angry, I'm a one.
A two would be okay, because like you could just put it on a pond. Nice little duck.
I've got a number joke for you.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Really?
Bring it on.
Why?
Because 7, 8, 9. Was that it? Was that it? Yes, I knew it would be that. Oh, sorry, that was really mean. Let's hear the joke.
Why was 7 scared of 8?
I don't know. Why
because
was...
Because 3, 4, 5!
Oh, sorry, why was 8 scared...
No, you got it right, I think.
Why is 8 scared of 7?
Oh, yeah. Right, sorry. Because 2, 3 and a half.
Because 7, 8, 9.
If you multiply that joke by 9, what do you get? Laughter!
Why are you looking so sad?
Because you're looking at me like you are the stupidest man alive.
But you should be used to that by now.
Here's a joke. Why did the mathematician... Hold on a second. This is going to be brilliant. Okay, I've got it. Why did the mathematician who liked talking on the phone look sad?
I don't know.
Because he got a wrong number. I'm trying to make maths fun for the children.
It already is fun. Why do you think maths is boring if you know maths jokes?
In school...
What school did you go to again?
We do things like division and we do really hard maths quiz. Yeah.
Quizzes are fun.
Quizzes are fun. And without division, you can't cut up a cake.
True.
Yeah, that is true. Then again...
Do you like cake?
Yeah.
Well then...
Like, for instance, right, here's some maths. If I have two Jaffa Cakes in one hand, right, and I squish one of them into a small child's face, right, how many Jaffa Cakes have I got left in my hand? And why am I doing it in the first place?
And how sticky is Ruby's face now?
Ava's just fallen off her chair because of learning. She's learned so much that she's heavy with education.
Who's boring now, man?
We've overbalanced her with facts.
Andy!
Hold on, I want to make up another maths joke. Hold on.
How long will this take?
4.5. Hey!
Yay! Maths and jokes.
Yay!
Together at last. It's maths and jokes.
Go on. Ask us another maths question.
Yeah, go on. Ask us another. Let's just do sums for a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
In our heads.
What is...
No.
Go on. I can do us any sum. Ask me a sum.
All right. What 10 times 10?
100.
What? 2 times 103.
206.
My turn.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Hello.
What is 1,003,025 divided by 1?
Well, 1,003,000,000 isn't a number, is
it?
You got it all in the wrong order. So what it is wrong.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's the answer to your question. Next question.
I want to say...
No, it's my turn.
Okay, fine. Enough maths.
Yeah.
You just shut up about that.
You shut up.
No, you shut up.
You shut up.
Everybody shut up.
Okay.
That was cake hitting a lamp.
That was a Jaffa cake just flew past my head. If a Jaffa cake is held by a small girl at a velocity of 130 miles an hour. Next question.
Question two.
Why do giraffes have long necks?
Why
do giraffes have long necks?
Yeah.
Okay, have you seen a tree?
Yeah.
How big is it?
Really huge.
It is huge.
And do you know that the tastiest stuff on a tree is at the top?
Yeah.
Because at the top is where they keep the cake. So giraffes need to have long necks because they are crazy for the strawberry jam. And so they have to reach up to get the strawberry jam. And that's how they say it. That's how giraffes say it. Strawberry jam. They don't like us say strawberry jam. Say strawberry jam.
But do they talk like that all the time?
Or
just for those words?
Just for those words.
What would a giraffe... let's be giraffes for a bit.
Okay.
All right,
hello. Giraffes for a bit.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, I'm a giraffe.
I'm giraffe too. Hello, yeah. I haven't seen
you
around here.
Are you a giraffe?
Yeah, I am a giraffe.
Hello.
Are you a giraffe as well?
I'm eating.
Okay. Sorry, what are you eating?
Are you eating strawberry jam?
Oh, I think she's eating strawberry jam.
She might be eating
I'm eating strawberry jam.
Oh,
yeah.
I really, really enjoy strawberry jam.
Strawberry jam, you're eating strawberry jam the top of the trees.
By the way,
in the sponge cakes at the top of the trees.
Isn't it brilliant that we've all just grown these long necks and the other animals think we're eating leaves and they laugh at us, but they don't know that we're secretly eating
strawberry jam.
Because they can't see, because they've got stupid short necks. By the way, right, I was hanging out with some donkeys and a tiger the other day. Guess how long their necks were? Not very,
and they don't get to have strawberry jam.
Do you know what they're eating?
No.
Grass and donkeys.
Donkeys.
Well, the tigers were eating the donkeys. The donkeys were eating the grass.
No one was eating the tigers.
What was the grass eating?
The grass was being pooed out by worms, I know that. I think the grass was eating sunlight.
And what was the sunlight eating?
The sunlight was eating space.
And what was space eating?
Space was eating tigers. It's a circle of life.
Circle of life.
Circle of life.
Circle of life. Yeah,
what I'm enjoying most about you today, Ruby, is that when you want to say something, you don't just say guys, you tap the side of your microphone.
You're like guys.
Like
guys.
It's a like you're holding a glass and tapping it with a fork at a wedding.
This is kind of cool. So some people, when they're having a microphone and when everyone's shouting, they're just checking if it's okay. They do that.
Yeah.
Testing,
that's another
testing.
Way.
One, two.
That's
one,
another
two.
Way. Maths is fun. One, two, two, one, one, two, two, one, two.
Are you trying
two.
To do maths?
Yeah, it's good, wasn't it?
No.
Thanks for your vote of approval.
Oh, those are the only numbers I know.
I know all the numbers. 1, 7. Barry.
Barry isn't a number, it's a name.
The name of a number.
The name of a number.
What number is it, though?
It's the one between 4 and Chawa.
What's Chawa?
It's the one after Barry.
It goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Barry, Chawa.
Helen, 6.
7, 8, buckle me shoe. 9, Bambury Green.
Bambury Green, 11.
No, most of them are
12,
names.
Fratang.
Fratang.
Now you're just making 17. Up things.
How dare you?
How dare
making
you?
Making things up?
If you studied a bit harder at your maths, you'd know that.
Yeah, where'd you go to school? Oh, that place.
Forget about it. God. What a nightmare. What a hole.
And Mum's laughing her head off. Or should I say makeup?
Oh! Oh no, she didn't.
Question 3.
Why do rock stars smash their guitars up?
Oh yeah, because rock stars secretly hate music. They hate music so much that they hide their hatred of music very craftily behind the mask of making loads of music and playing it.
Yeah, rock stars were all made to play the guitar by their mums.
Yeah.
From the moment they were born.
Practice your guitar solo, Alan!
But I don't want to, Mum. I just want to do some maths.
No, maths is boring. This little girl who looked like she was 100 told me. You practice
I'm not
your,
100!
Practice your guitar solo!
Oh, okay, Mum, if I have to.
I want...
When I grow up, I'm going to go on stage with my guitar and I'm going to smash it to bits and that will show her.
What was that, Alan?
Nothing.
Don't talk back to me! I want to graze on some grass!
I'm
but
sorry.
I'm too intimidated. And also, I'm wearing too much makeup. Later on, Alan grows up, goes to school, which is his favourite thing in the world. His favourite subject by far is maths.
Oh, he loves maths.
All the time. And he's trying to have a sensible haircut. All the time. His mum is trying to make him wear a leather jacket, grow his hair like crazy, get an earring, get like a massive spike through his nose, and learn the guitar some more and play. And all Alan wants to do, he hates music by now.
He just wants to wear a jumper and get on with his business.
No, she pushes him onto a stage in front of thousands and thousands of adoring fans. Alan is terrified and upset. At the end of the gig, he exercises his one protest, which is...
First he tries to hide behind his guitar, but it's not big enough, and he gets all frustrated, and then he smashes it to bits.
And that's why rock guitarists and rock stars smash up their guitars, cannot stand music, and they're all called Alan. Next.
Did you know...
The African galloping horse chestnut tree can run twice as fast as a cheetah and produces almost 10 times as many conkers.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know?
The Beatles' first number one hit was called Rub It Into My Elbow, Shelley, and got to number 12 in the charts.
Question 4.
Why are we so different?
Why are we so different? Is this your difficult one?
No.
Oh, this isn't...
That's an easy one.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it is an easy one.
It is.
We're so different because we're not all the same.
Okay, why are people different? Because... If we were all the same, then we'd all be sitting in the same place and it would be too crowded for the molecules.
What are molecules? Easy question, too hard.
Oh, okay.
Have you listened to the answer to that last easy question? What was it?
Yeah, what was it?
I knew you were listening.
If we were all the same, we'd all be in one place. That's 7 billion people, roughly, all in one place. There's not enough room for all the molecules. They'd all get squeezed out, fall in the sea, drown.
What are molecules?
Molecules are the little things that you wear in your eye so you can go into Victorian ages and go, work harder for me, go up the chimney.
Half a pair of glasses.
It's half a pair of glasses. Two molecules... make a diabolical. Diabolicals were what happened in the Victorian age through all the pollution. And that's why the sun sets over
the mountains. Next question.
Next question.
Question Question 5.
Does a fly have a brain?
Yes. A fly has an enormous brain that it keeps in its hedge. So the fly hasn't got room for it in its head because it's tiny, but it does. It's an enormous brain, the size of about 3 human ones put together. But just with
and like, really good human ones, not any old rubbish human
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, big ones.
Like proper.
Three four. Massive. Imagine about 3 massive human brains all stuffed together with the word my brain, Brian the fly, written on it. That's kept in the hedge. It controls the fly's movements. You know, when you see a fly buzzing around, that is the Bluetooth from the brain in the hedge telling the fly where to go. That's what the buzzing noise is. So it's like a sat nav for the fly, right? Like, go and land on that poo, sit there for a bit. Oh, look, there's someone having a picnic over there. Go and get your pooey legs all over their cake. So a fly does have a brain, but it's in a hedge. Anything to add, Carrie?
Nothing at all to add. That's a comprehensive answer.
One thing. Yeah. What? This one thing about the fly question.
Yeah.
Supplemental.
And one thing about flies.
Yes.
Why do they keep on bashing into windows?
Oh, easy. You're like, bzz, bzz. It's because the Bluetooth sometimes breaks up. Like, when the Bluetooth signal from the brain in the hedge to the fly isn't very good at getting through glass.
And you know how sometimes, like, a phone might not work, like, if you're in the house, so you have to go and stand by the window, so it'll work. It's the same thing.
Same thing, exactly.
And so sometimes, like, if your mum's phone isn't working very well in the house and she goes to stand by a window to try and get a better signal and she walks into the window, that's the same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Oh, all right.
You know how she keeps banging her head on windows?
Yeah. She tends to bang on bunk beds more.
Does she?
Same thing again.
Well, bunk beds often have an invisible aerial right in the middle of the bunk bed legs that boosts the phone signal, which is why your mum
makes the pillows more comfy as well.
Oh, doesn't it?
Question 6.
How do the headlights get in your hair?
Oh, how do headlights get
they've
in
got,
your hair?
Right, they've got little flying motorbikes.
This is already an accurate start, as far as I can tell.
Why are you laughing?
No reason.
I'm throwing truth bombs at your tiny little 100-year-old faces.
I'm not 100 years old.
So you claim.
Let's stick to the subject at hand.
Right.
How do headlights get into your hair?
Yeah.
Well,
so they've got tiny little flying motorbikes, like Hagrid in Harry Potter, but small.
Okay.
And then they park their motorbikes in your ears. That's why when you scratch, there's that really loud noise in your ear that sounds like scratching, but it's actually the motorbikes revving in your ears. They hang about in your hair for a bit. No. But they've got terrible, terrible attention spans.
But one thing about headlights I know.
They're not alone, are they?
No, one thing I know about headlights.
Yeah.
One thing.
This is like a remix. One thing. One thing I know about headlights.
You're pretty good at that. You've become a DJ.
Guys.
One thing. Guys. Headlights.
You need to stop.
Headlights. Make it itchy. Make it itchy. Headlights. One thing.
Right.
What?
One thing.
Break it down.
Alright. Okay, Andy, let Ruby speak.
Let's scratch.
Thank you.
Let's scratch.
Let the blue cat speak.
The 100-year-old, she's the most mature person here, 100-year-old lady.
I thought she was the 100-year-old one.
I'm not.
Right, come on, tell us about the one thing about headlights.
You said that they have flying motorbikes.
Yeah.
But one thing, why do they leave in one ear and they travel to another person?
Yes. I was getting to that.
Yeah.
I was just getting to that. Because I was talking about their attention spans, wasn't I? Or have you forgotten?
Please don't start over again.
Okay, so you got this little flying motorbikes like Hagrid.
No!
and they park their motorbikes in your ears. They hang about in your hair going, yeah, it's amazing, it's like a little tiny forest or like really long grass and bums are scared of it. This is why they've not washed us out. And they get a bit bored after a while. And they start peeping out between your hair. They start looking out and going, oh, I want to have a look at a different head. Hang out in a different head. And so they look at your mates. And whichever of your mates looks the most intelligent, they jump on their motorbikes and they fly over to your friend's hair. And they go, this is really clever hair. Mum's going to be really scared of this because it looks like grass.
Yeah. One thing. One thing.
You said this is two things now.
Two things.
You're not DJs.
Yet.
We're not DJs. Break it down. How come we did that then?
Just one thing.
Yeah, one thing.
That's three things.
What is the thing?
Your mate making Ruby jump out of her seat again. Yeah, she gets very paranoid.
Too much information. Oh, she gets very paranoid. I'm sorry. I didn't take that into account.
I feel a bit bad now.
I feel awful.
You see, headlights, if you've got short hair, would one thing, would they feel it?
Yeah.
And second of all,
yeah,
would they actually see it? Because if you've got short hair,
mm-hmm,
and there's tiny little bobs on it,
mm-hmm,
they can easily see it.
It's a very good question.
It is a good question. They don't always see it, but they do feel it, because when they land and they park their motorbikes in your ear, if you've got very short hair, they get off their motorbikes and they go and have a little waddle about in your ears, on your hair, and they go, ooh, ow, ow, ooh, ah, spiky, ow, ooh, ah, ow, ah, ow, ah. So they move on quite quickly.
Okay.
We probably need to ask if Anthony Plum's got any questions.
Oh, yeah,
Anthony Plum, you got any questions?
Anthony?
Let's see if Anthony's got any questions.
Oh, you look like you were writing something earlier. No?
No.
Oh. No, okay.
He's a little bit shy. A little bit shy.
Maybe we'll have him on again next week.
Question 7.
Why is Pepsi called Pepsi?
Oh, it's a very good question.
That is a very good question.
Pepsi. It is because...
Because they look at Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That begins with a C.
Yeah.
We need a C in our name.
So we call it
Pepsi.
It doesn't have a C in it.
It's Pepsi.
That's right,
Pepsi.
And it comes from the Pepsi, which is just a massive ocean full of cola.
Full of cola.
With all the lovely fish that swim in it, like the...
The cola fish.
The cola fish.
The Fanta horse.
The toffee whale.
Oh, I love the toffee whale. They've got such little soft noses.
Soft noses.
So friendly.
They're enormous.
Yeah, they're a little bit reticent. Once you get to know a toffee whale, friend for
the
life.
The reticent
toffee... They'll try and follow you onto land. You've got to be very careful.
The reticent toffee whales of the cola seas.
The cola sea.
Of the Pepsis. They're lovely
the
animals.
The high Pepsis.
They've got a seahorse, but he's made of chocolate. They've got another chocolate, but he's made of seahorse. They've got, like, this amazing... You know Jelly Babies? None of them.
Yeah.
Now, they've got these, like, chocolate buttons, but they're also fish somehow. They've got these lovely little...
They swim around doing up people's coats.
Yeah, and they've got like lovely. You know those candy canes, yeah? None of them. Now you know those they've got like you've got a chocolate bar, but it's also electric eel. Now you've got this other chocolate bar down there, right? It's just a chocolate bar that fell into the sea. It's sitting there. All the little fish swim up to it. What are they? The jelly top fish.
Oh, the jelly top
lovely
fish.
Jelly top fish.
With their song.
Jelly top fish. The jelly top fish. It's brilliant being a jelly top fish. Come on, the jelly top fish.
I'm a jelly top fish.
I give you diabetes. So that's why Pepsi comes from the Pepsi. Easy.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Good.
Fairly good.
Not very satisfied.
But easy for you to say.
Question 8. How long is this episode?
Yep.
Okay, tricky one. We're going to finish on the tricky
What's
one.
What's the opposite of a kettle?
Ah, the opposite of a kettle.
The opposite of kettle.
Is a what?
What's an ooze?
It's the opposite backwards. Of a
kettle. The opposite of a kettle is a freezer.
The opposite of a kettle is a freezer, because kettle makes
water
warm,
boil.
Freezer makes food
water freeze. So really, a kettle should be called a boiler.
And a boiler should be called...
A hot water tank.
A hot water tank should be called...
George.
And George should be called...
Your dad.
And your dad should be called...
The Captain of the Universe.
And the Captain of the Universe should be called...
Once a week on Fridays just to check he's all right.
And once a week on Fridays when you call him to check he's all right, he should say...
Why do you keep calling me? Of course I'm all right. I'm the Captain of the Universe. I'm the most powerful captain in the whole of the universe. That's my name. What's the matter with you?
And then you should say to him...
Sorry.
Sorry, what was the start of it again?
Well, there you go. That's it. That's all there is. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, if you need teaching about things and no one else can help...
If your mum and dad would rather plonk you down in front of a tablet and make you watch YouTube instead of bothering to explain something that you want explaining...
If you feel like no one even cares about all the mysterious mysteries that you want clearing up...
We're here to listen. We're here to help with our knowledges and wisdomses. So you know what to do, don't you?
Ask the clever grown-ups. Bye!